It was crazy. It was just a great experience. I've never seen anything comparable.
I pushed myself and I did it and it felt great.
The sounds were pretty surprising. It puts you in a state of alertness and at the same time, amazement.
At the end, we found out we all have very similar worldviews.
11 people, 2 continents, 1 purpose, exploring the kingdom of fungi. Welcome to season 2 of the Art Meets podcast, brought to you by the Swiss Arts Council Pro Helvetia, within its focus of art, science and technology. I'm Jennifer Kakshuri. In this mini-series of 3 episodes, Art Meets Fungi Cosmology, a handful of scientists, curators and artists on a quest to uncover some of the mysteries of what fungi is. People from Switzerland, Brazil and Chile working in the fields of the arts and sciences are part of the transdisciplinary research program called Fungi Cosmology. On their first field trip, they met in the Amazon. In this episode, I want to know what it was like to be there and how it was to finally meet in person after a long time of preparation. You will get to know, all in all, 4 of this group of scientists and artists. Let's begin with 2 of them.
An interesting guy, of course. He was rather quiet, I thought, at the beginning.
I think we were both a bit shyer in the beginning, but then once we connected, we began a good friendship.
My name is Martina Peter. I'm a researcher at the Swiss Federal Institute for Forest, Snow and Landscape Research. And I'm studying mycorrhizal fungi since 20 years. I'm initially a biologist, mycologist now.
My name is Jorge Mena Barreto. I come from Brazil. I am an artist. I am also a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, in the U.S. I am mostly interested in the intersection between art and agroecology, with a focus on food forests or agroforestry.
I asked them about one specific moment during their field trip to the Amazon, and Jorge immediately recalls a boat trip through a mangrove forest.
I remember exactly that moment that we were on the boat and how amazed we all were. And I remember Martina grabbing her camera and really surprised by that, the reflection of the trees on the water. And you couldn't really tell what was water and what was sky and what was tree and what was water. So it's just this collective sensation that I think we created on that boat that put us a bit in a, we were both amazed and somehow didn't know what to say because it was something that we had never seen. And then we would look at each other and it's like have that sense of co-witnessing something. And that also created connections between us, even though we come from very different cultures and backgrounds.
Yes, this is really kind of what is real and what is not, because it was so unclear. It was like, and in research in science, it's all about trying to understand and give back reality. It's nothing about nothing older than that. You would like to understand what is real, what is there, and try to explain it. And there, in this boat, you couldn't see it. You couldn't see what is real and what is not. You knew, but you couldn't see.
What's real and what's not? This mind-blowing experience in the Amazon shows how being together in a unique new environment can lead to fundamental questions for the artist and the scientist. We will hear from Martina and Jorge later again, but first I'd like to introduce 2 further members of the international team, Maya and Patricia.
My first impression of Patricia was that she's a very kind and generous person and mostly of all funny. So we shared a room, we had many jokes, we laughed together, and Patricia seems to be on the side of humorous intelligence.
She is very tall, so for me, she has a lot of presence. And I was very curious of what she was doing and everything because she has such a strong vibe that it was really nice to be around her.
Hi, I'm Maya Minder. I'm an artist based in Switzerland. I usually call myself a fermentista, but I also work with the topics of fungi, algae, proteases. I'm much fond of evolutionary biology and I'm part of the Hecteria network.
I'm Patricia Silva Flores. I am from Chile. I'm a mycologist focusing ecological research on fungal organisms. And I'm a professor here at a university called Universidad Católica del Maule in Talca, Chile.
I talked to them right after their trip to the Amazon. What's the first thing that they think about when they recall the days there?
Oh, I remember to be like sweating all the time, like warm, and I feel overwhelmed all the time. This is what I feel when I remember the trip, like constantly overwhelmed with all the information.
My first impression was the sounds and the everlasting green of the forest as well. I was doing a lot of filming and photography, and it seemed the landscape that we saw was all the time changing, but in the same time there was a continuation of like the forest. When I look back and look into my material, it's actually just forest, right? Also the sound was very intriguing. So there was never silence in the Amazon. It was always noisy. And if you didn't hear the mosquitoes and insects and all the smells emitting around us, it was then the motors from the generator or from the boat.
Being together with other people they hadn't ever spent time with before, in a place that they didn't know at all yet, was unusual.
I kind of embraced everything. I was very open to everything, so for me it was a constant learning. For instance, with the food, this was creativity for me because I'm not that used to eat so many exotic things that are not usual for me. This was challenging for me, like, okay, try everything. I'm usually very cautious with this because I'm a bit allergic to some foods. I was nervous when I was trying new things, you know, because I was like, oh, I could be reacting to this, but nothing happened, fortunately. So this was really pushing a boundary for me.
I didn't really feel like there is a strict division between this or the scientists and this or the artists. But it was more a wholesomeness of a group that went into the Amazonas together and had this shared experience together.
Maya, Patricia, Jorge and Martina talk about deep emotions during their time in the Amazon. Later in this mini-series, you will hear how the trip impacted them and their artistic or scientific work. In the frame of the three-year program Fungi Cosmology, one field trip to each country is planned.
The project Fungi Cosmology is for me, in the first place, a transdisciplinary and international project in which people from different disciplines, so artists, curators, and scientists, come together in three different environments and study the role of fungi in nature, in the environment, where we are, but also in connecting, as they do it in a forest, in connecting us, in principle. That's all about.
Fungi cosmology is a way to destabilize our usual perceptions of the world and reconnect and create new worlds.
On the one hand, we have Jorge's philosophical and artistic view. On the other, the scientific one of Martina. What is it about mushrooms in the first place that's so fascinating to the scientist and the artist?
I became interested in fungi when I translated an anthropologist's book called The Mushroom at the End of the World by Anat Singh. For me, the fungi are the connectors. I learned in that book that forests only exist because of fungi, because they are somehow creating this underground network of support and also operate as a communication web In that sense, I think this is the intelligence or the ability of fungi that I am interested in, which is sort of looking at them as if they were the neurological system of the earth, like the brain of the earth, or that is doing the synapses and the connections and the mediation among different species.
Where does Martina's fascination come from?
They are not animals, they are not plants, they're not bacteria. It's a separate kingdom of organisms, very species rich and playing an extremely important role in many environments, but particularly also in forests, with different roles, so as saprobes to decompose organic matter and bring back all the nutrients in the forest and bring them back in the cycle, and then also as pathogenic species that attack living trees and plants, but also is important in forests to have a dynamic in the forests to give place for new and other species. And most importantly, and for me most importantly, and that's what I am studying, is a symbiotic mutualistic symbionts, so symbiotic organisms living together with trees at the roots and providing them nutrition and water, because their fine filaments can better grasp water and nutrients than roots of trees solely can. And they get back the carbon that plants can produce by doing photosynthesis, which fungi cannot do. So these are fungi for me and their role in forest ecosystems.
Maya, the artist, emphasizes the ambivalence of the fungi kingdom.
Fungi is healing, fungi has the ability of regeneration, fungi can clean toxic soil, so fungi speaks about collaboration, and it's somehow this vision of resistance and encounters that seeks possibilities of renewal. And of course I know that fungi can also bear a lot of dangers, like a lot of disease and molds, and yeah, fungi can contribute to this dystopia as well that humanity has.
Patricia, the Chilean mycologist, sums up the aesthetic part of fungi.
When we are in the forest, we see these fruit bodies, and it's impossible not to see them and not to fall in love with them, because they are really beautiful, you know?
Patricia, Maya, Jorge, Martina, 4 out of 11 people from the arts and sciences in the Proelvetia project called Fungi Cosmology. We will hear from them later again in the third episode of this mini-series, and then they will describe what they've learned so far from this transdisciplinary and international experience. But next, in the second episode, we hear from the curators of this team about why and how they bring together arts and sciences.
We had different languages in the room, from Spanish to Portuguese to French to Swiss German, and English was actually the one language that connected us.
Sometimes the scientists and artists really cannot talk because they are seeing different stuff.
Everybody had to dance, and this was another way to communicate.
And how they communicated in the Amazon, aside from dancing, find out in the next episode of this mini-series in the Art Meets podcast, a series within the art, science and technology focus of the Swiss Arts Council, Proelvetia. For more information, check out the Proelvetia website.